On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU baseball team heading to Upper Iowa this weekend for a four-game NSIC series. Utility player Joe Chisholm with us. Did you guys learn about yourselves down south in Phoenix?
What we learned is that we got a lot of guys that are able to play, a lot of heart. We got a lot of scrappy freshmen who like to step up in big moments. Dylan Webb and Cody Burnquist, they definitely show that they can play a little bit. So shortstop's open right now with Lewis and Cody, but they're both playing really well. So, I mean, that's a big question mark from last year with Silvernagle, being there for as long as he was and playing really well. Our pitching staff looks really good. Our bullpen's definitely stepped up quite a bit from last year. That's definitely helped out a lot, so... we can pretty much plug anybody in the bullpen and, know that they're going to come in and get the job done. So, it's been a learning curve from that from last year. So that was a huge kind of letdown last year. So,
you walked on campus as a catcher. Yep. You had an injury a couple of years ago, and then last year you were an outfielder and a DH, and you're playing a little bit of everything now. What do you want to play?
Well, I'd rather be behind the dish. It's always been my favorite position, only position I ever really wanted to play growing up. But, as I got older, I got a little more athletic. Coaches started putting me, in the outfield and, hey, let's see what you can do in the infield. And before you knew it, I was playing every position. It wasn't abnormal for me to play, seven to eight different positions in a year during the summer and stuff. So, but, I mean... I'd rather be at one spot and focus on one thing, but, I understand that, with my abilities, I can, pretty much be anywhere and just kind of go with the flow.
Saying is the catchers are the smartest baseball guys on the field, that they understand the game the most. How do you carry that knowledge to other positions?
Well, being able to catch and tell everybody where you need to be and know where everybody needs to be, when I'm playing other positions, I already, can think ahead. Five different situations that may happen and know where the ball needs to be. So, when the ball's hit to me, I don't panic or anything like that. So, it just allows me to, also communicate with other players that are at different positions and let them know where they need to be and what to expect and kind of, just let them know that, this might be happening, so be ready for it. So,
14 games into the season, how big of a difference is it with the bats this year compared to the past?
It's a huge difference. The bats, I was joking with Dan Bennett the other day, who's one of our assistant coaches, about me using a wood bat just because I like the way it feels better. And, it feels different. It's a lot to get used to. And, it's definitely the pop and the bats aren't what they used to be like and stuff like that. So, but it's definitely different.
I know in talking with head coach Ballou that he's anticipating playing a lot more small ball this year because of it. Bats in the past, you hit a home run at any time. Who the heck needs to practice on bunting? So how hard is it to get back into that mindset of bunting and hit and run and situational hitting?
Well, it's definitely difficult, especially for someone like me. I didn't bunt in a game until I was 14. So it's definitely something that you have to consider. And I actually tried laying down a bunt on my own for the first time in my college career. There at Wayne, try to push bunt to first base, but I mean it's something that you're going to have to do, if you want to be able to move runners and do the little things, to give your chance at, just to put pressure on the defense. Even we got a lot of team speed, so it's something that we need to look into and utilize a little more probably. So
your pitchers last year at times seemed to have the look of I have no idea what to throw because everything kept leaving the yard. I'm half joking there. You guys gave up 50 some home runs at home alone last year, but just from a catcher knowing what a pitching staff is going through in a situation like that, how much easier is it for them that they can just throw strikes and get outs instead of throwing a ball 8 inches off the outside corner and having it leave the yard?
Well, I think it helps them knowing that the balls aren't going to travel farther. We had, for example, we had Ryan Guy come in, and he threw us down to this lefty down in Arizona, and this guy absolutely crushed the ball. And he put his head down in disgust, thinking it was gone, and it was not even close. So I think it's just kind of like a more mental edge for pitchers, knowing that they don't have to be too fine anymore in that standpoint, that the ball's going to leave the yard. I mean, if guys get a hold of one, yeah, it's still going to go. We've seen that already. But, I mean, it's definitely helps them out a little bit knowing they don't have to be too fine and too perfect on every pitch. So it helps them relax.
You know how good this league is? How much better is the competition starting tomorrow than what you guys have already faced?
Well, we already played Wayne and Mankato, and they're both really good teams in our conferences. And Mankato's, you know, looking to be at the top. So, I mean, we saw the best of the best this weekend already with their pitching staffs that they have. And so, I mean, we know it's going to be a grind. Looking forward to it. We don't really know too much about what Upper Iowa has or anybody else, but we know that, you know, between Mankato, Concordia, then you got Wayne and St. Cloud State as well. They're going to be at the top and competing, and we don't know what Duluth has yet, but, I mean, we're looking forward to it. We're right where we need to be. We played with Mankato really well in that second game. The first game got away with us because of one big inning, but, I mean, if we can minimize and keep doing what we've been doing and just kind of grind out the game all game long, we'll be right there. So,
good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.